Natural gas is obtained through hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, which produces water filled with naturally occurring chemicals and radioactive elements. We can't frack for gas in Connecticut, but the waste produced out of state needs to get treated or stored somewhere. The state DEP says, to the best of their knowledge, there is no fracking waste currently being stored in Connecticut. But lawmakers are still considering an outright ban. They're also weighing a 2-year ban, a moratorium, so they can study what's in the waste. Governor Daniel Malloy.
I certainly support that, and I certainly do not support the importation of fracking residue into the state. So we're going to work with the legislature on that issue to make sure that we properly define what we're talking about.
But defining what's in that waste could be tricky. That's because of an executive order during the Bush administration in 2005 that made all shale gas and hydraulic fracturing exempt from the Clean Water Act. Avner Vengosh is a professor of geochemistry at Duke University. He says there's no federal oversight on chemicals injected into fracking wells, or the waste that comes back out. And fracking fluids are often protected as trade secrets. That means the feds have largely left oversight up to the states.
We are drilling much more wells, many more wells, and the amount of water per well is higher than the conventional oil and gas. And as a result, we end up with much higher volume of wastewater. And the question if this wastewater will be, if the sites for deep well injection will be sufficient to capture this.
Deep well injection means burying the waste far underground in places like Ohio. It can also be treated at wastewater plants.
And this can be done. I mean, there are solutions. The technology is available. It's only a matter of awareness and cost, and that's something that we need to take into the equation when we talk about the cost of natural gas.
But is Connecticut willing to share that cost?
Connecticut, like many other states, hopes to benefit from the relatively cheap and comparatively clean burning natural gas that's made available by hydraulic fracturing.
Jim Sayers is a professor of hydrology at the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies.
And so it's not unreasonable to expect that with those benefits, perhaps the state of Connecticut should bear part of those risks.
But those risks can be hidden from lawmakers and regulators. Remember that whole trade secret thing? Still, scientists do have a general sense of what's in fracking waste.
The principal components by mass include stuff that occur naturally, typically in much lower concentrations, like calcium, magnesium, potassium. It also includes bromide. These are salts.
In some cases, a lot of salt. Sarah says concentrations can exceed seawater by a factor of 10. Then there are the naturally occurring radioactive elements, like radium and uranium.
That's not injected down the well, but sort of the shales tend to scavenge these radioactive materials. And so that's brought up in water that comes up as what's called flowback or produced water.
And of course there are those trade secret chemicals that scientists don't know anything about. But even if lawmakers ban the storage of fracking waste, Sarah says there are still risks on our highways.
So if tanker trucks would ship this material wreck, they could leak. And this could leak into soils, contaminate soils. If they're nearby streams, it could contaminate streams. That's an issue.
The legislature has until May 7th to vote on the fracking waste proposals. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.